The spiritual writer, Megan McKenna, gives us a modern-day parable about the woman who wanted peace in the world and in her heart. She would read the newspapers and watch the news and get more and more depressed about things. The world seemed to be falling apart. One day she decides to go shopping and, wandering around, picks out a store at random. And she looks over behind the counter, and there's Jesus. She knew it was Jesus because she had seen so many times on the holy cards and the devotional pictures. Finally, she got up enough nerve to say something to him. "Excuse me," she said, "are you Jesus?" "I am," he replied. "Do you work here?" "As a matter of fact," he said, "I own the store." "Well, what do you sell in here?" "Oh," he said, "just about anything." "Anything?" "Yes, just about anything you'd want." "What is it that you want?" She said, I'm not sure." So Jesus said, "Well, why don't you go up and down the aisles of the store and make a list of what she wanted, and then come back to the counter, and he would see what he could do." And so she did. And along the way, she saw the things she wanted. Peace on earth and in her heart. No more drugs or crime. Peace in families. Clean environment. She wrote down, scribbling away, this long list and finally got back to the counter. And Jesus took the list and he skimmed through it and said, "No problem." He then reached under the counter and started pulling out all these packets. And he put them on the counter. And she said, "What are these?" He said, "Seed packets. This is a catalog store." She said, "You mean I don't get the final product?" "No," he replied. "You go home and you plant the seeds and you nurture them. And then someone else one day will reap the benefits." "Oh," she said. And she walked out of the store, not buying anything. It might sound like a modern-day parable about the rich man in the gospel. He finds himself in the afterlife and apparently in a hellish kind of situation. And notice he is never condemned for being wealthy. In fact, he might have been a person who cared and was depressed about all the ills in society. But if his treatment of poor Lazarus was any indication, we know that he was not one to plant the seeds for a better life for others. He was like the woman who, realizing that she had to make a personal sacrifice to help others, preferred to walk out of the store with nothing. And at times, if we're honest, we can be the same. Let's face it, it's not difficult to find reasons not to do something to alleviate the sufferings of others. "I've got enough problems of my own," we say. Or, "They built their own nest, let them live there." We can be like the rich man who looks the other way, but expects others to tend to him in his hour of need. A few years ago, there was the news story about a high school football coach in Utah. He teaches, apparently, at the nice high school in a well-to-do school district near Salt Lake City. And the kids in the school district had many of the things that other children their age didn't have. Well, for some weeks, the coach noticed how his players were setting a poor example off the field. They're skipping classes. They're intimidating people on the internet. They're not trying in their classes. So one day, he decided to suspend the entire football program for a week. Every player had to turn in their jerseys. And for the next week, their practice was not in football, but in basic good character. So one day after school, they picked up litter on the roadsides. The next day, they visited residents at a senior's retirement home. The next day, they had a full study hall at school. and then each of them was to do some kind of special service for their own family, to which the parents signed off on. He told them that they would have to earn the right to get their jerseys back and to continue the season. And you know what? Just about every player on that team followed suit. They did what he asked. And the character traits he wanted them to most develop: humble, humility, gratitude, and service. The same things that a rich man in biblical times couldn't understand, the same things that we need in our own time.